Padre Pio was a fervent defender of life from conception until natural death. He believed in the sanctity of human life. Today's video is about Padre Pio's letter of support to Pope Paul VI after publishing the encyclical Humanae Vitae. Stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio wrote. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Back in July 1968, Pope Paul VI released an encyclical called Humanae Vitae, or Of Human Life in English. In this document, His Holiness reaffirmed the Catholic Church teachings on the sanctity of human life and a firm stance against artificial birth control methods such as the use of contraceptives and sterilization. The Pope wanted to make it clear that when we reject the gift of life, we are essentially rejecting God and His divine providence. It's interesting to note that the reason why we defend life from conception is because Pope Pius IX challenged a canonical tradition about the beginning of ensouled life set by Pope Gregory XIV in 1591. He believed that while it may not be known when ensoulment occurs, there was the possibility that it happens at conception. Believing it was morally safer to follow this conclusion, he thought all life should be protected from the start of conception. Now let me tell you, the encyclical Humanae Vitae wasn't received with open arms, but rather it caused great turmoil both within society and even among certain members of the church hierarchy, who rebelled against the Pope's teachings. But you know who stood up for the Pope in the midst of all that rebellion? Padre Pio. He chose to write a letter to the Pope expressing his filial love and offering encouragement in the defense of those eternal truths that were being challenged. Not long before his death, Padre Pio, weakened by illness, addressed the Vicar of Christ with deep respect and humility. Your Holiness, I know that your heart suffers greatly these days due to the events in the Church, for peace in the world, for the pressing needs of the people, but above all, for the lack of obedience of some, even Catholics, to the lofty teachings that you, assisted by the Holy Spirit and in the name of God, have given us. I offer your Holiness my daily prayers and sufferings, an insignificant yet sincere offering from one of your least sons, asking the Lord to comfort you with His grace to continue the straight path, even though often difficult, in defense of those eternal truths that can never change with time. On behalf of my spiritual children and the prayer groups, I thank your Holiness for the clear and decisive words you have spoken in the recent encyclical Humanae Vitae, and I reaffirm my own faith and unconditional obedience to your inspired guidance. May God ensure the triumph of truth and grant peace to His Church, tranquility to the people of the earth, and health and prosperity to your Holiness, so that when the disturbing clouds pass, the kingdom of God may triumph in all hearts through the apostolic works of the Supreme Shepherd and all Christians. The humblest of your servants, Padre Pio Capuchin, San Giovanni Rotondo, September 12, 1968. Now, what's interesting to note is that in the encyclical Humanae Vitae, Pope Paul VI made several predictions about the consequences of widespread contraceptive use. And it is ugly how many of these predictions have indeed come true. The Pope warned that the acceptance of contraception would lead to a general lowering of moral standards, the objectification of women, and a lack of respect for the sacredness of human life. These effects are evident in today's society, where the culture of casual sex and a disregard for the intrinsic value of human life are common. Furthermore, Pope Paul VI foresaw the potential abuse of contraceptive methods by governments, leading to forced family planning. Unfortunately, we have witnessed instances of such abuses in various parts of the world. The accuracy of Pope Paul VI's predictions serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of upholding to the teachings of Humanae Vitae and respecting the dignity of human life. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.